بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على عبده ورسوله نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. أما بعد، السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. We're still studying the chapter that deals with conditions in selling and buying. And hadith number 273 is with us. So who would kindly read it? Yes, Akhi.
Narrated Jabir, while I was riding a camel, it felt tired and I wanted to set it loose. The Prophet ﷺ caught up with me and prayed for me, and he stroked the camel. The camel became fast as it had never been before. The Prophet ﷺ then said, "Sell it to me for 1 ounce of gold." I said, "No." He again said, "Sell it to me for 1 uqiyya of gold." I sold it and stipulated that I should ride it to my house. When we reached Medina, I took that camel to the Prophet and he gave me its price. I returned home, but he sent for me, and when I went to him, he said, "Did you think that I have bargained with you to take your camel? Take it and the money, they are all yours."
Now, this beautiful hadith is clear. Jabir ibn Abdullah was riding a camel and the camel was so tired, so old, he wanted to get off it and send it loose. Khalas, let it live of its life alone. But the Prophet came, alayhi salatu wasalam, which means that also the ruler, the leader of the army, looks at the weak and the strong. So the Prophet, alayhi salam, was moving around. He saw Jabir, he went to him, he prayed for him. And this is the greatest benefit anyone can get from the Prophet, alayhi salam, when he prays for you. Not only that, he stroke the camel, and all of a sudden the camel became as fast as a horse. And he said that it ran so fast, I could not believe that. So the Prophet ﷺ came to him and he said, "Sell it to me." And Jabir said, "No," which means that this is not religious instruction, this is a transaction. And again the Prophet said, ﷺ, "Sell it to me." And he named the ounce or uqiyya. Ounce and uqiyya is the same, by the way. So don't think it's a different price. So he accepted. And we benefit from this, that we also read in the books of fiqh that transactions have to be by proposing and accepting. So they say that a seller has to say, "I sell you this for 5 riyals. And you accept. Here it's the opposite. It's the buyer saying, "Sell it to me," and the seller saying, "Okay, I accept." So it can be both ways. It depends on what the community and the people agree upon and consider it to be sales. It's halal. So he went and accepted sending it to the Prophet ﷺ, but he stipulated, he made a condition. And this is suitable to our chapter. What is the condition? That I reach Medina. And the Prophet ﷺ agreed to that condition. When they reached Medina, Jabir took the camel and gave it to the Prophet ﷺ. In another narration, he gave it to Bilal. And he took the money from Bilal and went home. The Prophet sent for him. He went again. And the Prophet gave him the camel and the money. And he said to Jabir, "Do you think that I was bargaining with you so that I will get your camel?" Meaning that the Prophet was just joking with him, and actually he just wanted to benefit him with the camel and with the money. Now, the hadith, we can elaborate on it in like 4 or 5 programs because of all the benefits that are included. And most of the hadith of the Prophet ﷺ, we can go forever. Yani, for example, it's permissible to strike a camel or a beast as long as it doesn't kill it. Sometimes you see people striking their horses, their mules. This is permissible, there's nothing wrong in that. And also, you can understand that it is permissible to ask for a condition. For example, if I sell you my car, but I tell you that on the condition that it takes me to the following city, this is permissible, as long as it can be measured. If I tell you that my condition is that it takes me to that city, or for the duration of 1 week, this is specified, this is halal. But if I tell you, I'll sell you my car, but I'll only give it to you when Abdullah arrives from his travel. Abdullah could arrive tonight and he could stay for 6 years. So this is indefinite and this is not permissible because it goes against the soul of the contract of selling your car. Also, you can benefit from this that what happens if you make another condition that is not related to it? For example, if I tell you I'll sell you my car on the condition that you allow me to rent your house for a week, what does this have to do with that? A lot of the scholars say that this is not permissible because the condition is not connected. But Sheikh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah and other scholars say that as long as it does not make halal haram or haram halal, it is permissible. And the Muslims are held accountable by their conditions. If we make a condition and it's halal condition, then there is nothing wrong in that. And there are so many benefits from this hadith that we can learn from, yet, inshallah, this would do the job for us to learn, generally speaking. You should also read more about the benefits of this hadith because it adds value to you. The following hadith, hadith number 274. Now let's choose someone here. Yes, Akhi.
Narrated by Abu Huraira, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, resident of a town, from selling for a Bedouin, and do not practice Najash. Do not offer a high price for a thing which you do not want to buy, in order to deceive the people. No Muslim should offer more for a thing already bought by his Muslim brother, nor should he propose to a girl already engaged to another Muslim. A Muslim woman must not for the divorce of a sister, co-wife, in order to spell out what is in her plate.
Okay. Now, all of these were previously mentioned, with the exception of the last phrase. So we're not going to reinvent the wheel and talk about selling for a Bedouin or bidding the price or Najash. All of these we have covered, alhamdulillah. So this hadith deals with conditions. And the last phrase talks about a condition that a woman puts to a man who's proposing to her. So she is saying that if you want me to marry you, you have to divorce your wife. And the Prophet ﷺ said that in order to spell out what is in her plate, meaning that the man who provides will put food on a plate and you don't want anyone to share you in the plate, so he has to divorce her so that you would find a plate of your own and no one sharing it. This condition is forbidden. And the Prophet ﷺ said that this is haram, this is something that is sinful, and that this is not part of the conditions that are to be used by Muslims. Why? Because there is harm on your sister. Now she says, okay, but I cannot live with a co-wife. I cannot live with a man who's married. So what is the answer? Don't get married. If this man who's married and proposing, refuse him. Wait until another person who's unmarried will come to you. But to make it as a condition and to ask this man to divorce his wife, this is one of the major sins that Allah Azza wa Jal does not approve of because it harms a person, especially if that person has a life, has a family, maybe has children, and just because you're selfish, you want him to divorce. No. Either accept being a second wife or a third wife or even a fourth wife, or you have all the right to refuse getting married to him. Now, these two hadiths that we've covered, alhamdulillah, I believe that before the break is due, we can take some of the questions because I believe that you have a lot of questions to ask.
Assalamu alaikum.
Assalam.
Previously, I told that if a man is proposing to a girl and if the girl can put a condition that you can't marry a second wife after you marry me, so this might injure some other woman. because Islam allows four marriages because of various reasons. So why can the girl put this condition?
Marriage or polygamy, marrying another wife, is it mandatory, recommended, permissible, not recommended, or forbidden? All five. All five can apply depending on the conditions. And these are known as al-ahkam al-taklifiyya. In usul al-fiqh, you have ahkam taklifiyya and you have ahkam wad'iyya, things that are related to applicable, authentic, or void or nullified. These are wad'iyya, to do with whether it's accepted or not accepted. And things that are related to the five rulings, ahkam taklifiyya, these are that every individual is accountable for. You either have mandatory or forbidden, recommended or not recommended, or permissible in the middle. So marriage can be one of the five, depending. When a woman makes it a condition and you accept, she did not do anything haram and you did not do anything haram, it's like moving her from one city to the other. It's permissible. Your job is to relocate. Is it mandatory? You can take it and you cannot. Likewise with marriage. And we have a short break. Stay tuned and inshallah, we'll be right back.